actually now be good.
Maybe. I don't know.
that would be something like that. Yeah. Do you listen to the Big Fatty online?
I do, although I didn't know. You said you streamed him live earlier.
You know what? It was 8:30 and I had nothing better to do. And it was the halftime had just started. And I knew that we were going on live at 9. So I just basically went to his webpage and I streamed out his halftime show.
Oh, he had already released it.
Well, the number one fan show is a bonus show, but it gets released at halftime of the Super Bowl. So during the Super Bowl, then it's available on the website at halftime. So I went over to the website and I played it out. So there was nobody listening to the stream, I don't think. But if you were listening to the stream, you heard the Big Fatty episode. And I can tell you that there were three fans for 2015, the number three, the number two, and the number one fan.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I didn't know. You said you streamed him live earlier.
There was nobody listening to the stream, I don't think.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2715. I'll be ever far right the 22th. Of June 2018, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to have some more voice letters and maybe a kerfuffle. Hello, 1 week's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're 1 week's. Well, y'all aren't 1 week's, but Big Fatty is 1 week's. 1 week. 1 week from today, Big Fatty will be turning in his key and feeding his last canary and taking off his little lighted helmet and saying so long to the coal mine. Yes, Big Fatty, and everybody remaining behind, once you leave, we'll lock the doors and pull out the gin. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's that time again. The Pride 48 live streaming weekend is putting on its good heels and heading our way.
Heels?
What?
What do heels have anything to do with it?
Nothing, it was a joke.
It's not very funny.
Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live all weekend long at pride48.com and TuneIn Radio. Join us June 22nd through the 24th for all the fun and frivolity. Don't miss a single show. To learn how to participate or for more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
And put on your heels.
Oy.
And y'all, it all starts at 8:30 p.m. in the evening tonight at pride48.com. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend, in addition to it being the anniversarium of the 20 minutes of silence, Big Fatty, how long has it been? It's been years, just years. I don't even remember the first year that it happened. Y'all, I'll tell you about it at the end of the little show. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew. Celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all. And they're both on Sunday. And y'all, they're both Eric. Big Fatty, so everybody named Eric is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Well, I don't know about everybody, but anyway, y'all, the first is that Eric in Denver. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Eric in Denver. Where's he from again? I'm not sure where he's from. Big Fatty never gets old. Oh, boy, am I lying. Oh, Big Fatty, my nose is growing. Y'all, then our other celebration, Eric celebration of the exiting the birth canal, is, y'all, it's Eric the Southern Boy. Oh, Big Fatty, we love him. It's true. Y'all, he used to do the confessions of a gay boy in a Yankee land, or I don't remember what it was, but y'all, he's just as sweet as he can be. He is, y'all, if you're mad about Big Fatty and the old gal, you know, that relationship. Yes, Big Fatty, it's his fault, because he's the one that told me to listen to the old gal. Big Fatty, don't ever listen to anything else he ever says again, and it won't. So, y'all, if you see Eric in Denver, Big Fatty, wherever he may be, and Eric, the Southern boy, on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big E-shaped piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I am calling in response to Gus Chad's voicemail. I probably will end up owning a CVS one day, or at least just the pharmacy version. I know I've sent you personally a photo of all the medications I take in a month, and yeah, it's a lot of money. But I will never have my room look like a CVS exploded in it. When I still lived in my condo a bunch of years ago, it literally looked like a Coach store, a Bed Bath & Bath & Body Works, and Lane Bryant threw up in it. My closet was atrocious. It was filled to the brim with clothes and with purses. And an entire almost quarter of my room was filled with Bath & Body Works stuff. So I vowed never to go back to that again. But yeah, if I get a really good coupon, maybe I will actually own a CVS one day. All right. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. And in response to Gus Chance, a call, it was either last week or earlier this week. I don't remember. Big Fatty, what else is new? I hate it when my good friend Lane Bryant stops by and throws up. Big Fatty. By the way, is he from the upstate Bryants? I don't know. And but Big Fatty, it's not even funny. Why are you even trying anymore? I don't. Poor Big Fatty.
Reenactment number 13.3, or maybe it's reenactment number 666.
It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Come on, Glovies, and listen in and get some culture in your lives and be awed by the drama as well. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Pay attention.
She won't participate with me, but it made me laugh, so here goes.
Mom, can I use your debit card and go to the Red Box before you leave?
Sure. But as long as you take the movies back tomorrow, what time do you work tomorrow?
I work really early. I'll be up really early and I'll take them back when I get up in the morning.
I said, okay, I just don't want to come back on Sunday and see the movies still sitting here.
No, they won't be sitting here and you're not coming back.
I said, oh, you're right. We're not coming back. She's like,
no, you're not coming back, so they'll just be sitting here.
I said, oh my God, did you find the suicide notes? See, I told you it was funny. Yeah, we'll be back on Sunday. Oh my God, now watch us die. Okay, if we die, you all have to take care of her, please. Thank you.
Dang, Fatty, I thought Miss Bacon said Bacon Bits wasn't going to do the little skit with her.
Well, she did say that, but it sounded just like Bacon Bits on there. And Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely, especially on a Friday. to have a little bit of bacon theater, and Big Fatty, they're gonna be up for an award. I just know they're gonna be up for an award unless those suicide notes are found, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi.
Ick and I are here because we've learned something.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we've learned something, haven't we, Ick?
Is it good?
Yes, Paul. It's quite distressing.
Distressing?
Yes, it is a bit distressing.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you what happened.
Is
you
that
see,
the peepers?
You know, since Auntie Vera has retired...
Who?
You know, I'm missing the fact... I know. It's probably hard for you to believe, but I'm missing that there is no show on a Friday, so...
Really?
Thought I'd go back and I'd download shows.
Oh, Lord.
Old shows. I've done it before.
Oh,
I've listened to old episodes of Catching Up, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, What Is My Co-Pilot, Lotzel, Smellcast.
I've
listened to back issues of all of those.
Uh-huh.
But this time, well, I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
it's
dear.
It's a bit scary, Big Fatty.
Uh-oh.
It is a bit scary.
Oh, do you
look what's happened to my phone.
The old...
My phone is where I download all the old podcasts.
Uh-huh.
But look. Look at what's happened.
Oh, dear Gussie.
Thank you, sweet Paul. Shy Yeti podcast for that call. And let people learn it with you.
What the hell was that? What is that?
Oh, dear.
What is it?
It's like my phone couldn't cope with all the downloading.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like my phone is haunted by Auntie Vera.
Oh.
Or at least by the ghost of her old
shows. Well, you know,
maybe this is the thing.
We're all haunted by the old gal.
Of shows that still exist.
Oh.
But this time, Paul.
Yes?
You were downloading a show that has stopped.
Oh.
Yes, that must be it.
That's it.
I'm trying to download a ghost.
Yes.
My phone is haunted.
Oh.
My phone is haunted, Big Fatty.
Yes. We're all haunted by the ghost of the old gal.
When you have a ghost, you have to get an exorcist.
A ghostbuster.
Do you know anything about exercising phones?
Oh, no.
I
can assure you.
That's different. That's exercise. Exorcise.
Yes.
What happens to ghosts?
Recumbent bike.
I don't know if an exorcist has ever been called
in to exercise
a phone.
I think you have to be on a recumbent bike.
That is possessed by podcast that's...
Throw it in the dare urine sprinkler.
It's quite a strange situation, Paul.
Yes.
It is quite a strange situation.
Oh, very strange.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Just give up.
I'll let you know what happens, Big Fatty.
Oh, thank you.
We'll get the exorcist in and...
Oh, yes.
And hopefully my phone can be saved.
Oh, throw it out. Throw it out.
Wow. The spookiness.
Oh, it's horrifying.
Old episodes of Vera Speaks.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's horrifying. Oh, yes.
We hope you're all right, Big Fatty.
Yes,
we
I'm fine.
All right, Poodle.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, Poodle.
Hi.
Hope you're well.
Yes.
And Squeaky Kitty.
Hi.
Kisses. Goodbye, Big Fatty. Goodbye, Poodle.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Oh, dear
Gussie.
Thank you, sweet Paul. Shy Yeti podcast.
Oh,
for that call.
Big Fatty, that scares me.
Yeah, that
was creepy. That's creepy.
Nice. I'm always nice.
Am I always? Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
It's chilling.
Yes,
chilling.
Chilling. Chilling with cheese and sour cream on top.
No, not Halloween.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all. That, of course, is the Shy Yeti and Ick. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it's a horrifying news that you've got there. And the best thing you can do is just throw them all away. Just throw it into the fire, into the anal, heading into the anal. Well, I don't know what it is, but anyway, just drink here. I tell you what, I've got some of these sugar-free gummy bears. You can eat those. That'll clear you out. And that is just vulgar.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Seth Chad again calling in. I know I just called you earlier today. The reason I'm calling is because I was at the Home Depot today buying rock for my rock garden, sitting in a fancy rock garden in my yard. My sister's getting married, and I'm doing a succulent wedding for her. So I'm collecting succulents. But I was going to Home Depot. I was only going to buy rock. One thing. And I ended up, they got a new succulent. So more succulents. And I was kind of proud of myself that I held back and didn't go crazy. Because, you know, it's Minnesota and succulents don't live through the winter here. So but it's for Katie's wedding, my sister's wedding, so I figure whatever, I'll enjoy them in my yard, and then come her wedding, then I'll dig them up. But I'm walking my car, and this person pulls in front of me and parks, like, blocking my way to my car, one of those station wagons that has bumper stickers wrapped around the car that says, you're going to hell if you die today, where will you end up? Jesus this and Jesus that. And I'm like, oh my God. Not that they're bad people, but he gets out of the car and walks up to me and goes, and starts handing me a card, and I snapped at him and I said, no, I do not want your card. I'm not interested. And he said something to me, and I said that I didn't believe in people forcing their religion on other people. And he walked away. And I felt bad for some reason to snap at him. So I wrote him a note apologizing for his ignorance, told him that his beliefs don't make my beliefs wrong, and that, you know, it's understandable that, you know, people make mistakes, and I forgave him. That's stupid. Oh, well, it made me feel better. So, anyways, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gus, and y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chin. And Gus Chin, thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Gus Chan, you know, it's it's always interesting when you can turn something around on somebody. And I think that you just that was very clever. Oh, very clever of you. And I just Big Fatty, it made you a kerfuffle. And Big Fatty, I thought we were going to have some kerfuffles today. Well, we are. Well, Big Fatty, let's get them going right now. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've got one of these from Joe in Dallas. Big Fatty, I didn't see him on the Pride 48 New Orleans rooming list. I didn't either, so get on it, Joe. A straight couple, a lesbian couple, and a gay couple are all killed in a car wreck. Big Fatty, nothing like bringing a good old kerfuffle car wreck. They arrive at the gates of heaven, and St. Peter's there. He says to the straight man, you were so greedy for flowers. You love them so much. You even married a woman called Rose. I'm sorry, but I can't let you through. He then turned to one of the lesbians. You were so greedy for weed. You loved it so much you even married a woman called Mary Jane. I'm sorry, but I can't let you through. And one of the gay guys quickly said to the other, let's go, Dick. Bartender. What? Let's go, Dick. This is the combined. Y'all, there was a bartender. There was a bartender. Y'all, I'm not going to have time to tell you about that one. Bee, Fatty. We'll talk about the bartender next time. But y'all, I do have one from Sam in the Hinterlands. Y'all, you know, she gets a good one every now and then. Y'all, she says, what's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom? Big Fatty, I don't know. What's the difference? One snatches watches. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And y'all, I hope you'll spend it with us over at Pride 48 this weekend. Y'all, the full schedule is over there at pride48.com. And if you want to listen to Big Fatty, yes, y'all, Big Fatty Online will be on at 9 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, the only time zone that matters. So come listen to a live train wreck, Big Fatty, you can say that again. Come listen to a live train wreck. Y'all, it's streaming all across the world. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the now defunct Dubious Intentions. And Adam, what can we expect tonight on Pride 48?
I didn't know. You said you streamed him live earlier.
There was nobody listening to the stream.
Oh, there won't be anybody listening tonight either. That 20 minutes of silence puts them to sleep.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.